Now before we left Azabul also, I told Hazrat, abhi halat bahut kharab hai Gaza mein, hum kya kare? Ya Allah, I told Hazrat that the condition in Gaza, ya Allah, the carpet bombing, right? Hazrat what must do? With dard and pain in the heart. He looked down, he said, well, Yusuf, time for serious dua now. Time for serious dua. Time for serious dua. Not just dua like that. Serious dua. What gunas have we done, ya Allah, that our families, our children are being bombed to pieces in the part of the world? Ya Allah, what did we do? What can we do now, ya Allah? What can we do right now to change the condition of the ummah? Whatever we can invest now, our tears, our dua, sadqah, whatever we can do. We do the weather last year also. Leave that ice cream tonight. Leave that coffee tonight. Leave it tomorrow night also. And whatever money we want to spend, do the one EFT to an account. Ya Allah, for the people of Gaza. This is for the children. This is for the mothers. This is for them, ya Allah. I'm not going to have it. Do the EFT, whichever organizations are doing work over there. Put it to them. Ya Allah, this is for them. I'm not going to have it tonight. I can do without it. Nothing will happen if I don't have it. Nothing will happen. Alhamdulillah. Nobody will shout me, why you didn't have tonight? Nothing will happen. Allah says, shabash. Shabash, oh my banda. We did it for my pleasure. I'm happy with you. You want Allah's rida, Allah's happiness. Little bit of qurbani. One simple usul, one simple principle. Deen came with sacrifice. Deen will remain with sacrifice. And deen will spread with qurbani. We have to give the qurbani. Whether physically, whether we give up some guna or some, give it up for the pleasure of Allah, hidayat will come. How many generations will eat? 7 generations, 14 generations, to somebody's taqwa, somebody's iman, somebody's qurbani, who Allah will create in their family, some wali of Allah, some Allah wala, some ulama, qurra. Little bit tonight we can make the decisions. Ya Allah, I'm making the decision from my progenies, from my family, make one Allah wala. Make one Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi. Something I can give up, something I can do. These are not fairy tales, my dear brothers. It happened before. One mother made a decision. She gave up something. One father made a decision. He gave up something. One old couple, they had only one property. They had one son only. They made mashwara. Let's give up this house. We have only one son. He must become Allah wala. Rabbaniyin. Kunu Rabbaniyin. He must become the friend of Allah. He must become a great alim of the time. The husband and wife are discussing what to do. We don't have the funds. That time was the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. At least he'll go to Madinah Munawwara and become an alim. How are we going to send him? We don't have the means. So mother and father deciding, let's sell the property. Let's sell the house. We'll survey it out. Let him go and do something in life. They sold the property. They don't look for bursary. They sold the property. Sold the property and bursary also to give him the worst education. He said, let's sell the property, send it to Madinah Sharif. Better you go, don't worry about us. We'll meet at Hose Kosar, inshallah. We'll meet there, you carry on. Young boy went, it's a long incident, we can't go into detail. Finally he went. He went to Madinah Munawwara, came to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, and he studied by him. And he said, this youngster comes into the chain of the asatiza of the ustaz of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Subhanallah, what an investment. Where it happened, we don't even know the parents' names, but we know his name. Because he's one of the ustaz of Imam Bukhari that goes up, rahmatullah alayh. So what decisions we can make tonight, my dear brothers? Is that a fairy tale? We can sit quietly, talk to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm not so pious, but I want pious children. I want pious offspring. Whether it be my nephew, if I can have children, maybe I can take over his kharcha. Maybe I can do something for him. I can pay his madrasa fees. There was one doctor sahab I met, may Allah put his qabr of noor. Subhanallah. He was a doctor. He was a doctor. And he mentioned to me one time, he says, my brother was studying in Deoband. I told him, you go and study. I take care of all your fees. You don't worry. I take care of your fees. Whatever your needs are, for how long you want to go, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Alhamdulillah, he said, Allah give me tawfiq. Whatever his needs were, I took care of it. Doctor. Practicing doctor. Subhanallah. Allah give him such a maut. But performing salah imamat, he went into ruku, from ruku he went to sajda and he was gone. Allah took his ruh away. Brother became a top mufti of the country. But who got the beautiful maut? The doctor sahab. What a decision he made. My children couldn't do it, but my brother could do it. I took care of him. Allah gave him a maut like this. How he must be smiling, my dear. So maybe I don't have children. I got a nephew, I got a cousin, I got a neighbor. Something I can do for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tonight is the night to talk to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah.